Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Church ones, and let's bless His name. Let's thank Him once again. We bless you. Let Him hear your voice. I bless you. We thank you, Manda Divoshita Kariabala. Thank you. We bless you. Who can stand against the Lord?
No one can.
No one will.
Who can stand
against the Lord? Can you have your seat?
No one will.
Psalm 3.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
Can I say,
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
We thank you. We magnify your name, Jesus. Psalm 3. Thank you. The Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no help, no salvation for him in God. Selah. Pause and ponder. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord. We are going to be doing that this morning. And he answered me from his holy hill. That's where you are today. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me. O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your... And who are the people of God? They are behaving as if they are not interested in the blessing. Are you sleeping in church this morning? You came as a matter of religion this morning. You came to hear your... Or you came to see your pastor. Can we take the last verse? Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Selah and amen. Verse 3. Let's look at verse 3. Many have said there is no help for me in God. Many are saying, can we read together? Let's go. Many, please, let's go. Are we together? Are you feeling cold? Oh yeah, let's go. Should they off the ACs? What's happening now? Oh yeah, let's go. Want to go? Many, of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But you, oh Lord, I a shield about me, my glory. Lift up your right hand. Let's pray. Say many. Can we read it? Say many. I say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But you, oh Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. Many are saying, where will he get to? Many are saying, soon he will fail. Many are saying, soon he will fall. But thou, oh Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory. You're the lifter up. You're my glory. You're the lifter up. You're my glory. You're the lifter up of my head. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Tell somebody the Lord is a lifter. Tell somebody and say the Lord is a lifter. And I'm here to tell you that the lifter is here to lift you up. Are you here? Then lift up. If you have not heard anything, let this enter, sink into your spirit, that the lifter is here to lift you up today. Whatever has made you bow down your head in shame, let the lifter lift you out of that situation. In the name of Jesus. Can I say, shout out, oh Lord, are a shield for me. Say, you are my glory and the lifter of my head. Say, oh Lord, arise, lift up my head. Lift me up from every unpalatable situation. Thou, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory. You are the lifter of my head. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. Please tell somebody, have you heard that the Lord is a lifter? 1 Samuel 2:6-7. 1 Samuel 2:6-7. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down to the grave, Sheol. That's the grave. And what? And raises up and lifts up. The Lord makes poor. The Lord makes rich. He brings low and he lifts. That is his name. And you know what? He is your God. If my father can bring down and lift up and I belong to him, I'm not sure he will bring me down. He will keep lifting me up. Are you here? Your father is a lifter. That unpalatable situation that has been there for long, from the valleys of life, from the abyss of the devil, let the Lord stoop down and lift you up. The Lord is stooping down to lift you up. The Lord is stooping down to lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 75. Verse 6 and 7. Psalm 75. Verse 6. Let's read together. For not from the east, for from the west, nor from the wilderness, comes lifting up. The wilderness is the south. Comes lifting up. Not from Imo State. Not from Lagos State. Not from south. Comes lifting up. The Bible did not mention north there, but I'm not going to talk about the reason why it didn't mention it. Once you check Psalm 48, verse 1, you will see that because the throne of the Lord is at the north. That's why it didn't mention north. But that's for another day. But it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. Ojikon lukaka opakon wukonji. That is it. That is it. He brings one down and he brings another one up. I pray for anyone that the devil has brought down. Let the Lord stoop down and bring you up. Let the Lord stoop down and bring you up. Listen to me. The Lord can lift you up despite your background. In some families, nobody ever rises. I ministered to somebody in church like 7 years ago, came from a certain village that he mentioned and told me stories about his village. Nobody has gone to the university before in his village and he made up his mind. He's going to go to the university. He spent like 9 years before he graduated. But at the end of the day, he graduated with pain, with suffering, because nobody is lifted up in their village. And he attempted it to arise. And he arose by the help of God. But with pains, with many things I cannot tell you. I come here today. Whatever does not happen to people in your background, let the lifter make it happen in your life. I say, let the lifter make them happen in your life. Can you pray? Say, whatever does not happen in my family, any whatever good thing does not happen in my family, say, lift up my head, arise and make them happen in my life, in the life of my children. When the embargo placed on any lifting in my family, let the embargo be broken. The embargo is broken in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In some families, people rise, but they are cut down. In some family, when somebody rises, war comes immediately. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory. And what? I didn't understand. I said, let's go. For thou art your mind. And if you are in church today, you must know this verse because everything is around thee. They say, I will not move on. For thou art a sheep and you are my glory. I have given up on myself, but thou are a sheep. Are you here in church? Do you understand that? So no matter the background, God can still and still lift up. No matter the background. God will lift you up despite the enemy. God does not consult the enemy. He doesn't look at you and say, ah, there's an enemy. Ah, he's fighting a battle. Let me leave him alone. In fact, when he sees battle, he comes at the Lord of hosts to help his people. Are we here? Are we here? I see the Lord lifting up your head suddenly. Zechariah 1, verse 17. So, Zechariah 1, 18. So, he does not look at the enemy when he lifts up. Look at this. And I lifted up my eye, and I saw. Behold, what did you see? Behold what? Four horns. And if you see horns, what comes to mind? A bull. That's their strength. If, even in Africa, when they want to do, they put one red thing on horn. Are there Africans in this church? Okay, sometimes I wonder, I thought all of you are from Austria. So horn signifies strength. So, and I said to the angel, go back to 18. Let me read from 18 for context. Go back to 18. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, how many horns? Four horns, okay? And I said to the angel, who talk with me? What are these? That is questions you should have asked when you have revelation. Some have revelation, they run. I say, oh no, the Lord is about to make 20 cows available to us in this church because they saw horn. They did not ask any question. Hunger made them thought, na cow. He asked a question. And he said, these, can we read together? These are the horns. And he said, these are the horns. Every horn of your father's house, scattering your labor. Let the Lord arise and cut them to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Say, every horn, scattering my labor. Say, oh Lord, arise. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Every horn against my lifting. Oh God, arise. Bring them down. Every horn against my children. Oh God, arise. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And say, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And verse 19. And I said to the, and the angel showed me four craftsmen. So for every horn, there was a craftsman. And let's go. And I said, what are these coming to do? He said, repeating again, these are the horns that scatter Judah, so that no one raise or lift up their head. And these craftsmen have come to terrify them, to cast down the horns of the nation. We come by the power of the name of Jesus. Let the angels of God arise. Let them pull down every horn, scattering your effort, scattering your labor, every horn against your family. Let the Lord arise and bring them down. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and bring them down. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and bring them down. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand, let's raise it up. Say, every horn of my father's house, the Lord pulled you down. In the name of Jesus, every horn in my place of work, the Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus, every horn in my neighborhood, the Lord destroy you. Every horn assigned against my child, my destiny, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord destroy you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord destroy you. The Lord destroy everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Say, angels of God, say, arise. Say, angels of God, say, arise. Say, destroy every horn, every power, every authority set against my lifting, set against my rising. Ete lebokuria kata, Maria katalaba, ebekete lebokuria, aria katalada, mazata kata, ebeketeke, rabakaria kata, Maria katadada, ereketelelebo, mazata kata. Every horn against my lifting, let them be pulled down in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord did not give us the names of the horn, but there were four. One from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Wherever the problem is coming from, wherever the enemy is residing, let the angels of the Lord bury them. You did not hear me. Whether the north, whether the south, whether the east, whether the west, we don't care. When we know that they are craftsmen, we, oh Lord, arise. By your craftsmen, lift up the head of your people. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord lift up your head. Let the Lord lift up your head. Let the Lord lift up your head. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord give you a reward for your labor. A reward for your labor. A result for your efforts. In the name of Jesus, I demand a lifting for you. I command a lifting for you. I decree a lifting for you. I prophesy a decree for you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. I come this morning. Every horn of witchcraft, every horn of household wickedness, every horn from your father's house, every horn resident where you walk, are risen against you. Let the earth open and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord can lift up, despite the enemy, their representation, whatever they are. The Lord can lift up, despite opposition and mockery. If you read 1 Samuel 17, 42 to 44, and 2 Samuel 5, especially 2 Samuel 5, 6 to 7, David had just become king, and he wanted to go and take over Jerusalem. But Jerusalem was a hill, and normally the people of Jerusalem, they don't fight wars. They just stay at the top. Once you are coming down, they just roll stones, so you will not be able to come and conquer Jerusalem. But David made up his mind to conquer Jerusalem. What did they tell him? They said, we will not fight you. It is our creep, our lame, that will fight you. They mocked David. But in the midst of a mockery, God gave him victory. I don't know what situation I've been mocking you. I need you to know that even in the midst of mockery, God can lift up. Are we here? In fact, it is the person that has been mocked that needs a lifting. Therefore, we come and we prophesy. Let there be a lifting for you. In the midst of that mockery, let the Lord arise and lift you up. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. In the name of Jesus. When the Lord wants to lift you up, He lifts you up despite your limitations. He lifts you up despite the ceiling. The Lord comes and He lifts you up. Stretch your two hands here. Despite every long time limitation, despite any kind of ceiling placed on your family, despite everything you have drawn for your children and your heart desires have not come to pass, we come today by grace and the anointing, and we decree a lifting for you. We decree a lifting for you. We decree a lifting for you. There might be minimization about, but thou, oh Lord, are a shield for us. You are our glory and the lifter of our head. Therefore, we decree a strength lifting for you. A strength lifting for you. An uncommon lifting for you. Uncommon lifting for your children. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Let me jump. Listen to me. God can lift up within a short time. Do you understand that? There's a song I like. If you know me before, you know go know me. Do you know that song?
That will soon be your testimony. Is that Abiodun using that kind of car? Is that Abiodun in that position? I thought he retired years ago. They see they do this kind of thing for somebody where they don't leave service. Sudden liftings. That is what the Lord will begin to do in our midst. Sudden liftings. Especially the ones you think you don't qualify for. Let there be sudden liftings in our midst. In the name of Jesus. So God can bring a lifting in a short time. Genesis 40, verse 13. Genesis 40, 13. Two people were in prison and they had a dream. And Joseph interpreted the dream. And this was Joseph's interpretation of the first dream. And that's what I'm interested in for you. And in 3 days, Joseph speaking, he said, in 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office. How are we going to pray this? In 3 days, in 3 hours, in 3 days, in 3 weeks, in 3 months, the Lord will visit you. He will lift up your head. He will restore everything you have lost. In the name of Jesus. In 3 days, in a short hour, in 3 hours, in a short moment, let the Lord visit you. Let the Lord intervene. Have a divine encounter that brings about a lifting. In the name of Jesus. Jump to verse 20. Jump to verse 20. Jump to verse 20. And what happened? Let's read together. Which was Pharaoh's birthday. He made a feast for all his servants. And he did what? He lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. Let's go. 21, continue. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position. He placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. There was prophetic word that in 3 days it shall happen. And what happened? In 3 days, it happened. According to your heart desire, let there be sudden liftings for you. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord visit you suddenly and bring you sudden liftings. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, oh Lord, arise, visit me suddenly and lift me up suddenly. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, arise, visit me suddenly, 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 visit me suddenly. Visit me suddenly and lift me up suddenly. Visit me suddenly. Lift me up suddenly. Visit my children suddenly. Lift them up suddenly. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 22. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted in the dream. 23. Can we all read together? Yet, the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph. But, even if you have been forgotten in this service, there's lifting for you. Lift, stretch your two hands here. Increase the keyboard. Stretch your two hands here. Adani Magdagbe. Wherever they have kept you in the valley of forgetfulness, let the Lord arise by his mercy and lift you up from that valley. You have been lifted up. The Lord is remembering you. You have been lifted up. The Lord is remembering you. You have been lifted up. The Lord is remembering you. In the name of Jesus. We bring your case to the forefront. We bring your case to the forefront. We bring your file to the forefront. We bring your issue to the forefront. Let the Lord remember you. And the Lord lift you up. With your hands lifted up. With your hands lifted up. Not every hand lifted up yet. that has been stricken by the arrow of forgetfulness. Let there be a divine remembrance for them. Lord, for everyone in this house, arise and remember them with your lifting. 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 In the name of Jesus. Somebody is owing you. Whatever you need that is yours that men have refused to release, let the lifter arise and release them unto you. Let the lifter arise and release them unto you. In the name of Jesus. Where they say, don't come again, we don't want to see you again, let the Lord remember you there. Let there be a lifting for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Have your seats. I pray for you again. Anyone forgotten? Mordecai was remembered. And his life story changed. Let the lifter of our head, let him come into your situation. Let him come into your home. Let him remember you and bring a lifting. In the name of Jesus. And you know what? When he wants to lift, he will break laws. He will break regulations. He will break protocols for you. Hello. There are laws and there are higher laws. And there is somebody that is the law. There's law of gravity. It pushes everything down. There's a law of aerodynamics, the law of lift, that is higher than the law of gravity. It makes plane to fly. If it threw everything up, it must come down. But a plane does not come down. It comes down when it wants, because it operates by a higher law. But there is a person, a personality, who is above the Lord and is your God. Therefore, let him arise. Every policy, every law, every regulation, spiritual, physical, that is working against you, let the Lord break those laws and lift your head up. Let the Lord break protocols and lift your head up. Let the Lord break protocols and lift your head up. Let the Lord break protocols and lift your head up. In the name of Jesus. Let me give you an example. So, in Haran, where Laban and their father was, the law is that it is the first daughter that marries first. So if the first daughter refuses to marry, it affects everybody. Because that is the law. Even if you find somebody that wants to marry you, you have to pray very well for first daughter. It is a law. It was a regulation. Whether they know about it or not, it doesn't matter. Do you understand? Every law that is inimical to your progress, let the Lord, the lifter, break those laws and lift up your head. In the name of Jesus, I command your head to be lifted up. I command your head to be lifted up. I command your destiny to be lifted up. I command your destiny to be lifted up. Let there be a lifting for you. 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 In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. So he lifts up within a short time. He lifts up by breaking laws, regulations, and protocols. He lifts up despite your natural disadvantage. Have you not seen people looking at you and think you don't something happened in church. Around, was it? Sometime ago, the church was new. I just finished service. And I was in my office. And then I'll call them young adults. I'm not sure. Some are young adults. According to them, they came to Abuja. And they were stranded. They needed transport fare. So they came. The service has finished. And somebody sent them to my office. So I was seated. And they look at me. Look at the service. Number of people at the service. And look at me where I was seated. You know the first thing the lady said? Is even a young pastor says, God bless you. After he has told me I'm a young pastor, he now told me this, that, we need the money. If now you, what are you going to do? We gave them the money, but that's a story for another time. See, what God wants to do to you, through you and for you, some will look at you and say you are too young for it. You don't deserve it. So when they look at you, is it the one? It does not matter. But thou, oh Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory. Men may think I am unqualified for it, but thou, oh Lord, are a shield. You are my glory. And the lifter, men may think it is not my tongue, but thou, oh Lord, are a shield. My glory. Men may think I may not have the experience at all. I receive. And my glory. And the lifter of my head. Have you not seen the kind of advert where they say you must be 25 years old with 10 years experience? But at that 25 was when you were entering the university. But thou, oh Lord, I receive from me your mind and the lifter. Say, oh, lift up of my head. Arise and lift up my head. Oh, lifter, oh, lifter, oh, lifter of my head. Arise. Arise, arise, arise. And lift up my head in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He doesn't look at your natural disadvantages. 2 Samuel 9, 1 to 10. You know the story, Mephibosheth. And David says, is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? When you read some verses of a scripture, notice the secret of greatness. If you can't forgive and let go, you can never be great in the kingdom. There is no reason why David should look for anybody in Saul's family to help them. No reason. No reason. Mephibosheth was from the wrong family as far as this case is concerned. Womanly speaking. His father fought me. His father wanted to kill me more than 3 times. I escaped. I now became the king. What do you think, humanly speaking, I would do to his family? That you would do to his family? Die, 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 die. Magana, die, 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 die. Magana, die. Mephibosheth was not due for lifting. He was from the wrong family. But the lifter of your head say, is you. And say, so that I can show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Let's continue. I want to read quickly. Now, there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. And they called him to David and said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, I am your servant. Quick. And the Lord said, is there not still someone of the house? Did you hear that? I don't know. Did you hear that? Is there not see someone from the house of Aridike that we might show? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Is there not still no one from Ida that we should lift up your head? Can't you hear the name of your family be called? Is there still someone from the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God to him? Ziba, look at Ziba. Ziba said to the king, let's read together. There is still a son of Semicolon. He should have kept his mouth shut after. But what did he say? What did he say? There is still one who there is naturally disadvantaged. How can a crippled man come before the presence of a king? There is, there is from Olamaboro. Is that your village? He's from Tekina. He's from Tekina. He's from Ogomazo. There is, bet. Any box that is being said against your lifting, let the Lord break that law and lift your head up. Let the Lord break that law and lift your head up. Let the Lord break that law and lift your head up. Let the Lord break that regulation and lift your head up. In the name of Jesus. So have you seen that he is crippled in his feet? Verse 4. Then the king said, where is he? And Ziba said to him, he is in the house of Micah, the son of Amiel, at Lodebar. Lodebar. Number one, he was from the house of Saul. Number two, he was crippled in the leg. Abi. Number three, he was staying with a servant of his father. Number four, he was at Lodebar, a valley, like a donkey. There's no reason why he qualifies for a lifting. I don't know about you. If I look at my life, I don't qualify. But grace makes it available. It is not the qualification. It's the one that qualifies. It is God that decides who qualifies. And he just said, Biodun, you qualify. That's the most important thing. And he's looking at you. That's why your past. Because you are here today. And he's saying, you qualify. Then who can stop him? Despite his natural disadvantages, God still lifted him up. He said, "Na HND you get, but God still lifted him. Are we here? Are you in charge? I don't know the natural things of the art of a word that have been used to disqualify you. I needed to know today. It is for those reasons. That's why he wants to lift you up. Lift your two hands to him. We thank you. We thank you. The Lord that remembered Mephibosheth, despite his natural disadvantages, let him arise and remember you this morning. 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 In the name of Jesus. My time is past. Stand up on your feet. Let's take some prayers. Mantele leboko riabakata. Makata karia barere. Rabakeria barada. Lift your right hand and say, above my present level. Oh Lord, lift me up. Can I hear you pray? Above my present level. Above every setback in my life. Oh Lord, arise, lift me up. Everywhere I find myself. If I am in Lodebar. Oh Lord, arise. Aria katanabakata. Lift me up. Let there be a lifting. 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 Say, above every reproach. Oh, Lord, arise. Above every mockery. Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. Above reproaches and mockeries. Above every impossibility. Can I hear your voice? Can I hear your voice? Above every impossibility. Oh, Lord, arise. Arise, arise. Arise and lift me up. Above every impossibility. Above every demotion, every backwardness, every family issue, arise! 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 Above every oppression, arise and lift me up. Remember my oppression and lift me up, O Lord. Remember my oppression and lift me up, O Lord. Remember the works of darkness in my life, the oppressions, and lift me up, O Lord. Arise by your favor. Arise by your mercy. And lift me up, O Lord. Arise. Beyond every rejection. Arise. And lift me up. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. They are new every morning. Stretch your hand here. What nobody has ever experienced, new things in your locality. Let the Lord arise and begin to do for you in this service. Stretch your hands here. Stretch your hands here. Atake riboko liabala. By prophetic help, none of the word of Samuel fell to the ground. None of this word will fall to the ground. Let the Lord remember you. Let the Lord lift you up. Let the Lord remember you. Let the Lord lift you up. For your family, let there be an extraordinary encounter for your lifting. Extraordinary intervention of God for your lifting. Extraordinary visitation of God for your lifting. In the name of Jesus. Lift, stretch your hand here, stretch your hand. Daily liftings. Adibokuri akataka. Every embargo on your lifting, let that embargo be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. In the name of Jesus. The Lord break the cycle of struggle in your life and lift you up. Can I hear your amen? The Lord break every cycle of profitless hard work in your life and lift you up. 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 Let the Lord break every frustration and lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to Him. Where do you want to lift Him? Just tell Him as I live here. Just tell Him. Just tell Him. Just tell Him. Every horn of delay, every horn of stagnancy, every embargo bringing delay, stagnancy in your life, let them be destroyed by fire. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. Let the Lord arise and lift you up. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Psalm 27 verse 6. Let me close with that. Or 28 verse 9. 27, 6 or 28 verse 9. I just want to take us to take that time fast spent. But we need to take that. One of the two. Psalm 27, 6, 28, 9. Carry your Bible. Let's read together. Okay, let's go. Let's go. One to go. And when? And tomorrow? And when? When is now? When is now? Let's go. And now, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Can I say, and now, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. For the last time, let me hear you shout. Ahead. Ahead. Look at somebody and say, and now your head shall be lifted up above all your enemies round about you in the name of Jesus. For thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. Lift your two hands up and say, thou, O Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory and the lifter up. Say, by the end of this week, I will boldly proclaim by my experience that thou, O Lord, are a shield around me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Let the Lord lift you from that valley, take you to the mountaintop. Let the Lord lift you and take you to the place of honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to manifest greatness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.